This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It is Adrian Chenault, and we have got a show of the... I love this guy. You have no idea, because contrary to me, you know, I'm like the most shallow human being you have ever met in your life. This guy's the deepest, and his passion at a level you would not believe is studying the profession of network marketing. And he got those genes from his dad, Bill Newton, who's super cool in his own right. And Adrian and I had the honor of going to St. Louis and speaking at their event. And I was blown away by the culture that this guy's built, about the absolute rigor and love in the way that he builds it, the way he is to his wife, to his kids, to his friends, to his community. I love him, don't you?
I do too. And not only that, I have never had somebody just, you know, we went and spoke at their conference, and it was, I've never had somebody be so nice to me in my life.
Cater.
I didn't even really know.
No, not him, his kid.
Well, both of them.
No, this kid was 100 times nicer than him.
That's always true.
Yeah,
that it always works out that way.
I know. Father, son.
So anyway, we're going to stop arguing, and I think we should say hello to our guests. What do you think?
How you doing, Cody?
I'm doing great. I was just outside playing catch with my fourth son, Chase. So he's getting into some serious football. So
here we go.
Doing great.
That's exciting. That's fun. We're big CU Buffaloes fans, and we were watching. Hugo's like, I think I'm going to play college football, my little boy, today. So I love that you're out there getting it after it with Chase. That's awesome. Cody, you are born into the network marketing profession. You've been around it your whole life. Talk a little bit about your story of coming up around this profession and how it shaped you, you know, both in helping you to grow and also, you know, having seen it your whole life. There's both sides of that. So what was that like for you?
I think my dad joined the profession when I was, I think, 7 or 8. Okay. I'm trying to remember. It was either 7 or 8, but I actually remember as a kid, me and my sister would have a tape recorder, and we'd make tapes, because I grew up listening to tapes all the stinking time. In fact, crazy story is we were really broke when we got started, and my dad didn't have money. My mom didn't have money to put us on a baseball team, and so I had to pay for it and do it all myself. And I found out at like third grade, they start wanting you to wear a cup. And this is a crazy tape story. But so I didn't have one, and I couldn't afford it. And we couldn't afford it. So I went and got one of my dad's tapes, because the coach would come by and make you knock. So I put a tape right there and I knocked on the tape. So I've used tapes and audios.
That is going the extra mile.
It is going the extra mile. So we've had a long time with that. I saw my parents, like, when they got started in the profession, you know, it didn't just change their life. In fact, I don't think they'd be married today if they didn't have the mentorship and leadership of that as well. So just been a great thing to see somebody have a dream, chase it, hit it, and, you know, become the one of the best, if not the best, in the profession that I got to see, you know, my mom and dad do. So wow. It's pretty awesome growing up.
So the question on the tip of everybody's tongue, do you make your sons use an audio cassette tape for a cup, or do you let them have a real one?
Well, I think we've gotten a little bit different financial spots. So we can afford an actual cup now.
So that's the promise of network marketing, my friend.
You know, I think this profession imprinted on young children is absolutely the deal maker of all time, though.
Yeah.
These kids, I had one of those tape duplicators that you had to listen. So I would make them listen, you know, if they wanted money. So I would bribe them into making me a duplicate tape, but they had to listen to the whole tape. Mm-hmm. And it was actually really, really good for those kids to hear that over and over and over again, whether it was any of the old Amway tapes or Bob Crisp or any of them. And I think it made a difference with you, don't you?
It for sure did. In ways that you don't even realize, I think. I don't know if you feel this way, Cody, but there were things that were imprinted on me through your personal development, whether it was the tapes or books or even you just sharing concepts as you were kind of figuring things out in your own career and imparting stuff to us, that I, you know, something will kind of come full circle and I'll go, where did that come from? You know, I'll think to myself, where did that idea or that concept come from? And I'll realize that it went all the way back to those, you know, those times and you sharing that with us.
And then you grew up with your dad in the business, and your dad's done this incredible job of a kind of a bill of rights that he's so adamant about to protect the distributor against companies. Yeah. But what he also did with you, which I think is quite impressive, is that you ended up partnering in a network marketing company with a bunch of like-minded individuals mm-hmm. who are so committed to the distributor and the profession and doing things right. And when Adrian and I got to St. Louis, we had an idea of what you built, but we didn't have the big idea. And to get there and see the big idea where you guys have created this trust, you know, we have the BLTs, Adrian and I, where it's called you belong to this company. You guys belong and the company belongs to you. We love you and the company loves you. And you can trust the company and the company can trust us and then you're safe. And those four things, I've never seen it exemplified across a company from the top down like you guys have at your company and the culture that you've built. And I wanted to shout that out to you.
Thank you.
Because it is amazing what you've accomplished. And we were there when big meetings weren't happening. And you pulled so many people in your network marketing family together to St. Louis on their own dime that it would literally make this entire crowd cry. And I just want you guys to know, you and Bob Dickey and your dad and Joe and all those people that are your partners, you've done something special in the network marketing space. And we need more of what you guys are doing. And I just wanted to say that out loud and without endorsing a company or any of that stuff that we could be accused of doing. I just think you guys are the real deal. And we felt loved. We felt part of. We felt we could trust them. And we sure as hell felt safe with it. You know, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I was going to say when you guys came in, our team just flat loved it. In fact, I think you might be coming back into our virtual event we're going to be doing in a couple months. Maybe you don't even know about it yet. Maybe I'm not should announce it, but we're excited about it. I mean, our whole business, if you look at, like, we come from the farm. Like, my dad was a farm equipment dealer. We were a farm family. My grandpa was a farmer. And it's like the family farm unit that used to be able to grow and build your family and your relationships and the neighbor next to you, reciprocity and everything. And I think network marketing, community building, relational building, all that is basically the same as building a family. A lot of people want to have a good dad that they can trust, that holds them to a high standard, that's going to protect them and guide them. They want to have a mom that honors their dad. And then also, you know, as a Proverbs 31 type of a woman that comforts people. And the community that we've developed with Bob Dickey at the helm, I think that it's all been focused around how we can be a safe, productive family, which fits right in with your BLTs.
Well, yeah, it's worked out. I mean, it's worked out for us trying to commute, you know, and obviously with NowSight and contact mapping,
yeah,
creating that same culture. And you guys had a lot to do with it. I mean, we came home and we said, we want to be more like those guys. Mm-hmm. And thank you for that, because you're making the world a better place outside of the profession, which obviously makes the profession, your company, your people better. It works both ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really, really does. And you know, we titled this show around developing people. And one of the things that has always stood out to me about Bob Dickey and really stood out to me about you, Cody, you know, having had an opportunity to get to know you personally and see you speak and just the way you show up and is that it really is about creating this environment where people can thrive and grow and develop and desire, you know, it isn't about the celebrity upfront. It's about how is that person exhibiting kind of servant leadership to move people towards an outcome that they want. And so, you know, talk about where does that really generate from for you personally to start with? And then as we kind of go on in the show, I want to get into how you've cultivated that in others.
I think it kind of comes from, or that culture. I mean, it's definitely comes from Bob Dickey and who he is. And he's been a mentor in my life for a long time. And his background with what he has with his dad being a pastor and him having six kids and all that. But I think a lot of the culture is that all of us realize that we're all insecure people for a lot of things that have happened in our past. And then going past those insecurities, like I remember as a kid getting bullied. I remember as a kid them thinking I had AIDS when I was a new disease called AIDS and missing out on school. I remember my parents losing everything and getting made fun of because our car smoked so bad. And so I think when you've been through that, some of those pains, because everybody's hurting, they just pretend like they're not.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in the hospital one time, I saw the kid next to me, because I was in the hospital a lot as a kid, and the kid next to me, his dad burned him in the hot tub, and he had his skin like hanging down from his hands and his body. And all those, you know, at those times you don't know how to process that kind of stuff, right? And so then you start getting audios from people that have been insecure in the past and how to get past it. And then you've listened to enough stuff and you've heard people like Bill Britt, you know, say, ask you the question, how many people are better off because you lived? And you start thinking about, okay, how do I make $1 million, $2 million, $10 million, even though you still do that, but how do I love people right? How do I serve people right? And how do I create the family that they wish they would have always had? How do I be the dad that they wished they would have had as a kid? And I think that creates the foundation of a culture. You know, I think when you find out what hurts you most, what pains you most, then you got to go punish that pain or fix that pain.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people try to, in a culture, they try to develop something that people look forward to, which is good, like the new car or the new boat or the new house or whatever. And that's really great. But I think really people, they just want to come home and it'd be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's deep. And I want to pick that up on the other side of the break. So we got to take a quick break here. We're talking to Cody Newton, and you can just tell that this guy's a deep well, and we're going to get deep today because this stuff matters, and it matters in ways that are way bigger than flashy cars and that kind of stuff. So stick around. We'll be back right after this on the Legacy Leadership Show.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration, filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
All right, we're back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. It is Cater Newton and Cater Newton's dad, Bill Newton's son, that we've got on the show today. His name is Cody, but I happen to like both of those better than him. So that's pretty exciting. And we're talking on the show today, and it's a great show. We're talking about, you know, just self-esteem and shame and all the jazz that actually shaped us wrong and how to get through it. And I didn't even talk about this in the pre-show, but Taylor Warre, who is Eric's son, called me on the phone and said, Tom, you got to read this book. You got to listen to the first chapter. This woman named Brianna Wiest wrote this book called The Mountain Is You. And you guys write this down, Adrian, put it in the comments. Transforming Self-Sabotage into Self-Mastery. Mm. And I have got a doctorate in self-sabotage. I mean, I have done more personal development courses to try to get that guy on my shoulder to stop self-sabotaging me. It's unbelievable. So listen to that book, but we all deal with it. You said that. Every one of us have a story that either can make us or break us. Yeah. And thank you. And then you said, if I had not been alive, how, I mean, you said some quote that I can't remember, but it was incredible. You remember it, say it.
It was really memorable. Bill Britt, how many people's lives are better because they knew you?
Or, there we go. That was the one.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, this sense of, I want to come back. We were talking just before the break, and you know, on one hand, you have the flashy cars, you have the things that maybe people want to reach for. But mm-hmm. deeper than that is this desire to just feel like you're coming home.
Yep.
And I think that's so there's a deep truth there. And I think it's really, you know, you look at network marketing and, you know, some people, they get it right away and they have success right away. But a lot of people, it takes longer than that. And yet they stick around and they, you know, you would talk to them and it doesn't, you know, they're not going, this sucks. I suck at this. I'm terrible. Like, that's not how they feel. They go, I love these people and I want to be a part of this. And, you know, to some degree, I don't care, like, whatever, right? They're like, this is serving me even if it's not paying my bills yet.
Yep.
And I think that connects to what you're talking about. And what have you learned about how to create that over your years in the profession, Cody?
You're talking about how to create that culture?
Yeah, yeah.
How to help them get past it. How to create
the culture. How to create the culture first. Let's start there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at all times in community business, or in just a football team, or in your small town. I mean, I live in a crazy small town, and I always know it at all times, probably 80% of people that are there just because they feel loved.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I try to push them to take the next level and continue to take that up, and I try to create a gap between us and them, because you're not conscious of things unless they change, right?
Yeah.
We see things that don't change, so we've got to continue to make that gap. But a lot of times they're not there because they even want to they want to see something great, but they really want to feel something more than they see something. And it's usually stuff they can't get in their existing home or family environment they have there. Tom does such a good job of, and he brought it to life. Like, I'd never thought about it the way Tom had done it. And that's why I got you guys this little book here on the table talk. But it's really knowing things about them that don't have anything to do with business. It's caring about issues that have nothing to do with the financial well-being of moving forward. And I think you guys really with your contact mapping and understanding what Tom's done forever, that's really the foundation you guys have built on too. So when you guys came in, it was like, okay, somebody finally gets us. And yes, we're going to make it. And yes, we're going to build big. And yes, we're going to go out and serve people and we're going to go win. But it's really about how many people are better off because you lived.
God, that's the understatement of the year. And don't you dare say none. Yeah, so it is, you know, it's such a joy being, how much time do we have?
9 seconds.
9 seconds?
90.
Oh, okay. So we got plenty of time. I could tell you a whole story by then.
Do it.
You guys, we've got Cody Newton on here, and he's from St. Louis. Adrian and I got to go out and speak at his event. Huh?
He's from Wichita. Cody's from Wichita. We saw him in St. Louis.
I said that.
That's what you meant.
Wichita State Shockers. Did you know that?
Go Shockers.
Yeah. Central High School. Good Catholic school there. So I know it quite well. Beach Aircraft, where I worked, was there. So I know all about Wichita.
Yes.
Back to it. We're almost out of here. We're going to go to a break. I'm killing time because I just don't want Adrian to break my neck. So we're coming back right after this. This is the Legacy Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Perfect, except we're 30 seconds early.
Why'd you tell me that?
I told you 90 seconds.
Okay, that was a practice.
That was a warm-up outro.
Oh, Sean Murphy,
Texas. We are the world's best radio hosts.
I love it.
But it is. Wichita's a great town, and our buddy Doug Coe's there, and so this is...
I am so humble.
And we're talking to Cody Newton. We're going to come back right after this. Stick around. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update.
I got my usual warm reception from Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Fresh off the State of the Union, President Biden in Philadelphia Friday.
Folks, our freedoms really are in the ballot this November. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are trying to take away our freedoms. That's not an exaggeration. Well, guess what? We will not let him.
Former President Trump taking to his social media platform, Truth Social, to weigh in on Biden's State of the Union address.
Joe Biden is on the run from his record and lying like crazy to try and escape accountability for the horrific devastation he and his party have created, all the while they continue the very policies that are causing this horror show to go. We cannot take it any longer as a country.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We have a lot of fun on the show. We have even more fun in the breaks. So come watch us live on Facebook on Tuesday afternoon at 5 Eastern. But we are talking to the one and only Cody Newton. And thankfully, now we have a longer segment where we're not up against it immediately. And so let's pick the conversation back up where we were. And we were just talking about this ability for us to have, you know, whether you're creating a football team, right? And not everybody's going to start, but everybody wants to be a part of because they feel like they're involved in something bigger. And then at the same time, you know, Cody, you were starting to touch on this. And so, you know, feel free to kind of take it here as you go, is like, you want to help that third stringer figure out how to improve their skills and maybe move to a second string and maybe do a first string. And what does that look like? And so you're doing both of those things, right? You want that third stringer to feel like they belong. Yeah. And you also want to help them to get where they want to go over time. And so, you know, how do you balance those two things? And how do you help that person who's still kind of working on figuring it out to start to advance?
Yeah, I think it's just going back to the family unit, though, like as a good dad, you want your kids to be happy. You want them to be healthy. You want them to function right. And I think that there's really four areas that if people see progress in these four areas, they're going to be happy and they're going to feel a part of everything, whether their progress is the same as somebody else or a different trajectory. But it's usually spiritual, physical, emotional, and financial. So in those four areas, I think, you know, to help somebody go on past that, it's to help them get progress in all four of those areas. Together, because if your finances are going this way, but you're doing really good emotionally over here, a lot of times one will take the other ones down. So right. Those are like four things. And I think Anthony Robbins said a long time ago, like, to create happiness to a human being is progress.
Yeah.
So my job or our job or Bob Dickey's and the team of leaders that we have, we know our job is to help people get progress. And when people don't get progress, they're doing one of three things. They're either, like, a performer either performs, rebels, or hides. So it's not just they're not getting progress. It's what are they hiding in? What are they rebelling in? And so my job as a leader, like, or as a community builder doing all that is, and I've told this to people a lot of times, I want to help them do it scared. So down the road, they can do it skilled.
Yeah.
And a leader's job, in my opinion, I guess the definition I would say is helping people do what they've always wanted to do, but couldn't get themselves to do until I helped them do it scared. And I know that because I was one of the most scared guys ever. I was scared to death. I would get anxiety. I would start getting panic attacks. When we used to go, now we do a lot more Zooms now, but I'm still probably 60% face-to-face, 40% Zooms. But I would park two blocks down the road so I could walk fast just to get rid of my anxiety when I sat down with somebody across the table at their house. I was so scared. I would sweat, and we used to use black markers. Now I have some cool little marker up there that does highlights. But I remember I wiped down my face, and I had black mark. I looked like I was a part of some particular tribe. And the people on the other side felt so bad for me, they got started. But I had to do it scared, so at some certain time I could do it skilled. And I'm not saying I'm not skilled today. I'm not a Bob Dickey. He's another level of skilled presenter. I'm not a Tom Chenault and you and Adrian. But I know that my job, and I tell people all the time when I'm sitting across from them, my job is to help you do something scared enough so you're proud of yourself. Because when you're proud of yourself, that's a platform that we can build on those four areas.
Holy mackerel.
I think that's kind of the philosophy of it.
I think that's so brilliant. And I'm gonna have to go back and watch, because just the way you articulated to help you to, like, do the things that you can't bring yourself to do, even though you want to do them. And that was so perfect. And that is the beauty. I think network marketing, like, turns that into a model in a way that there are very few other professions or experience you can have where you can really be, like, mentored by someone in that kind of way. And it's one of the most profound experiences you can have, both as the mentee and as the mentor, because you really are, like, putting somebody, you know, like, locking arms with someone and helping them to take that step and then watching them. And I think fatherhood's a great analogy of, like, there's just, you know, the time your kid pulls it off and rides the bike on without training wheels for the first time. And you're probably more excited about it than they are, because there's just no better feeling than, like, he did it. Oh my, you know, there's just, like, there's an abundance in that. And it's addictive. You want to chase that feeling, and network marketing allows you to do it in a way that very few other things do.
I feel a segue coming. Go ahead and tell them about your all-star son.
Which brings me to my next point. Thank God for my wife's athletic genes, because I have a son who knows how to play basketball way better than I ever did. But my little boy Hugo got to play on the All-Star game for his 7-8-year-old.
He was so proud
last weekend.
But that was it. You sucked until you're great. Now he's just, you know, and that gave him another level of confidence. And all of a sudden, you know, it's just like network marketing. And, you know, in this profession, you get paid to suck. I mean, you get people just continually get paid to get better and better and better. And that's what I want all of you to understand. How does somebody get a hold of you, Cody, if they want to try to find things that you do? Is there any place, Facebook?
I'm Cody Newton on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on X, or used to be Twitter, and Instagram. So you can find me in any of those spots.
Well, unfortunately, they all went down today. And everybody lost all their contacts.
Yeah.
And these people are freaking out because they're all going to be broke because their contacts weren't backed up. And this show is sponsored by NowSite. And if you don't know what the hell that is, you better figure it out, because it's not the last time it's going to go down. And you got a chance to fight that back by just calling Adrian Chenault on the phone and having him explain it to you. I have no idea.
Oh my goodness. I posted happy build relationships off Facebook day to those who celebrate, because look, Facebook is great. I love Facebook. I love Instagram. I love all of those things. And if your relationship isn't going beyond that, then number one, you're exposed to this kind of malarkey that happens from time to time. But I think it's more of a gut check of like, hey, if I haven't gotten to the place where I have a way to, like, we've got a real relationship where I know I've got your phone number, or I know where to find you, or whatever, beyond Facebook, then we're missing some things here in what we're creating in terms of a friendship and a relationship, right?
100%.
Yeah.
I think all the social media side to it, or any way outside of like a connection by a phone call or face to face, that's really the icing. And a lot of people look at, they look at their social media and their face to face as the icing. I think social media is the icing on the cake, but the cake is do I know you? Do I love you? Do I know your kids? And Tom, I mean, this is the preaching to the choir to you guys. This is what you guys do. So I appreciate what you guys do and teach all the time.
So Cody, you guys were a pretty kind of in-person, more kind of belly to belly company and culture before the pandemic and all this crazy stuff hit. You had to adjust, and everybody did, to move things online. And but now we're on the other side of that. And what do you, you know, what are the pieces that you have held on to that, maybe your skills that you and your team had to pick up during that time? And what are the things that, you know, that you're just reminded are timeless and more important than ever in, you know, now that we can have the ability to choose how we want to build our business again?
I think that one thing I learned is the customer acquisition, where we would be face to face. I'd be probably face to face 95% of the time. And now in customer acquisition, when products and services that we have, is I'm doing a mostly Zoom customer acquisition. Once someone wants to be a teammate, I'll do some Zooms at the beginning, and maybe they're so far away that I have to continue to do that. But I'm going to do as best I can to sit down with them and ask them their questions. And I love asking the question. You guys did this at the beginning. Tell me your story.
Yeah.
Because once I know somebody's story, I can think about the ways in which that I can help them use that story as fuel. And it's really hard for me because usually when I find out somebody's story, there's enough questions that I'm asking that it's 30 minutes, maybe an hour.
Yeah.
Right? So tell me about this, and how'd you take this, and how do you feel about this now? Because as a leader, my job is to give them fuel. And the fuel to their story is their insecurities are the fuel to their success down the road. And their pain of their past is their fuel to their success down the road. So I like to do that as much face-to-face as I can. So customer acquisition is nearly 100% now, what I've taken away from that, nearly 100% outside of just being at the store and all those kinds of things. So I'd say probably 95% customer acquisition. And we're probably 50-50 with building, you know, Zoom or face-to-face. But I personally think at least every quarter, you better be looking in the eyes of your leaders.
Yeah.
And not just looking in the eyes of them, looking in the eyes of their kids, their wife, their family, because there's a lot of different pieces. It's like your car. If you just check the oil in your car, there's a day when all of a sudden the transmission goes out or the power steering doesn't work. And those are all parts of a family, you know, a family unit. You know, maybe it's something with their kids that are actually slowing them down in their business. How do you know that? You don't, and until you can get face to face, have some time. So those are kind of the ways that we're handling it today. But I still like face to face better. I'm just going to be honest with you. So yeah.
The inquiry that I want all of you to think about is, what's this guy doing right that their company is growing so much inside of an industry that's not growing so much? And I happen to believe it's because it's heart. And I believe that the fish stinks from the head. I mean, if there's problems at the top, there's problems all the way through the organization. And if you've got a strong culture at the top, like Bob Dickey, who gave one of the great keynote speeches I've ever heard in my life when we were in St. Louis. We weren't in Wichita. And it, I'm kidding. And the whole board, I mean, these guys are all aligned on a mission of good. And if you're in a company where you don't feel that, you ought to call Cody and say, hey, Cody, how do I get my company to understand what you guys understand? Because I love my company. I just want to be better, because this guy will tell you. So find him. We'll be back right after this.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is Cody Newton. It is Adrian Chenault, my little boy, and we are the Legacy Leadership Show. And if you want to see a family that is legacy leadership, you want to look at Bill Newton, you want to look at Cody Newton, and you want to look at Cater and the other 40 kids they've got, because this family is something else. And I just love watching them in action because they exemplify what this profession's all about, which is, he's hit the nail on the head, spiritual. It is physical and a couple of other things on that. Financial, there were four.
And emotional.
All right, good. Thank you very much. Photographic memory. So anyway, yeah, so we love you, man, and we can't thank you enough for coming on. But what I want you to do is tell people how important reading, just reading your face off and listening your face off, all the to book. That's what I do. How important is that to you?
Yeah, you know, I think that I have been blessed and I have a little bit of an unfair advantage. And I think my unfair advantage is I had a dad that did not care what my grades were and did not care what I did in sports, but cared that I read books and listened to great audios. And I'll never forget him saying, he said, Cody, if there was a bunch of chicken poop, and we're farm family, so you just got to understand this. If there's a bunch of chicken poop on one side of the road and there's a crazy highway between it, and it was a dangerous highway, the most dangerous highway in Kansas, and they gave me a little fondue fork. He said, I would have taken that chicken poop from one side of the road to the other and sacrificed my life if at the end of that, I could have spent time with you and your sister growing up. And he said, anything you can do to spend time and to be the dad you need to be and to grow up and to hit dreams and to find what you want and chase after those things, you need to do it. And he said, I'm going to give you some books. And he gave me a book. I think the first book was Anthony Robbins, Awaken the Giant Within. And it's not a little book. It's a pretty good sized book for a middle school kid that's flunking out of school. And that was the first book I read. And I think the unfair advantage I had is I had a dad that understood that to get the chicken poop from one side of the road to the other was going to take a transformation of the mind. And so he put me in an arena where there was great men and women. And when I listened to those great men or women and women, they became my heroes. I didn't grow up with heroes like, Jordan and Dominic Wilkins and Larry Bird. I grew up listening to audios of Bill Britt and Dexter and Tom Chenault. I mean, all these different leaders. I grew up like I would rather trade their cards than I would trade baseball cards. Because what happens is, and I tell this to people all the time, like kids don't ever follow their parents. Don't ever. In fact, they almost rebel from it, but kids always follow their heroes. So be careful who the hero is in your home because your kids are going to want to emulate them. And I was fortunate enough, blessed enough that my dad changed his life, put me in an arena of successful people that became my heroes that would talk about great books. And I would go, that's my hero. I want to be great too. What book is that? And that's when I started gathering those. And then I get with Bob Dickey and I was reading maybe a book a month, a book every other month. And Bob Dickey has got four or five books, 800 pages. He sends me one the other day. It's like 900 pages deep. And I know that the gap between me and Bob, there's a gap now, and you can tell it. And for me to close that gap, it's going to be the books I read, the things I listen to, the things I push myself to do, my progress spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially. And I want to close that gap. And guess what Bob wants to do? He wants to spread that gap anymore. And I want to close that, and he wants to spread it, because we're not conscious of things that don't change. And so I've been conscious of individuals that were different than me, and I wanted to close that gap.
Two things. Every time I've heard you really talk about your family and what family means to you, I have felt your emotion well up. And I love the way you admire your father and the way that you admire these mentors in your life.
You bet.
And your son, I look forward to getting to know all of your kids. Your son, Cater, was at our conference that we got to attend. And there is zero hyperbole here. I've never met a 17 or 18 year old, whatever he was at the time, kid like Cater Newton. Like I have not. And he made such an impression. Cater, if you're watching, you made such an impression on me in that moment. And that was profound. And then you have walked that by staying in touch, by being this person who is walking in the footsteps of choosing your own path and walking in the footsteps of these values that is rare. And so, Cody, I know how proud you are of all your kids. I know how proud you are of Cody, and I want you to know that you should be. And it speaks to just how powerful this opportunity is for us as leaders and as parents, and the blessing if you happen to get to still be in the seat of being both to kids that are still at home, which is where I am right now, that this stuff really matters. Mm-hmm. And you've inspired me to be more intentional about that, right? Because I have two incredible daughters and a son, and you know, how do I really think about
Kids?
Yeah, so we'll be back next week on the Legacy Leadership Show. I really got going, but he touched my heart.
Well, I know, but we've got to get in the show.
Maybe you could help out around here. We're like, all right, the show's over.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.